Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of real talk and motivation. Ever find yourself stuck in a cycle of self-criticism? You know that feeling when you mess up, and instead of giving yourself a little grace, you spiral into a pit of guilt? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? We can break free from this toxic pattern. Today on the Discipline Switch, we're diving deep into the power of self-compassion. Learning to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we offer our closest friends. Because, let's be real, life throws curveballs. We make mistakes, things don't always go as planned, and sometimes we stumble and fall. That's totally normal. But beating ourselves up about it, not so much. It doesn't serve us. It just creates more stress and prevents us from moving forward. So how do we shift our mindset and embrace self-compassion? Let's break down 5 key takeaways to get you started. First, recognize that everyone makes mistakes. Seriously, there's no human on this planet who hasn't messed up at some point. It's part of being human. When you catch yourself slipping into self-criticism, remember that your missteps don't define you. They are simply opportunities to learn and grow. Think of it like a video game. We all level up after failing a few times, right? Second, practice mindful awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When those negative self-talk whispers start creeping in, acknowledge them, but don't let them take over. It's like noticing a fly buzzing around. You see it, you acknowledge it, but you don't have to swat at it or let it ruin your day. Third, treat yourself with kindness. Talk to yourself as you would talk to a good friend going through a tough time. Would you berate them? No way. You'd offer words of encouragement, support, and understanding. Do the same for yourself. Remember those little things that bring you joy? A warm cup of coffee? A good book? Spending time with loved ones? Indulge in them. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. Focusing on what you have instead of what you lack can shift your perspective dramatically. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. It could be the sunshine warming your skin, a delicious meal, or simply the ability to breathe. These little blessings add up. And finally, practice forgiveness, both towards yourself and others. Holding on to grudges only hurts you in the long run. Let go of past mistakes and focus on moving forward with compassion and understanding. Remember, everyone is doing their best even if it doesn't always look that way. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're trying to learn a new skill, maybe playing guitar or speaking a foreign language. You're probably going to stumble, make mistakes, and feel frustrated at times. But instead of giving up, you practice regularly, celebrate small victories, and offer yourself encouragement along the way. You know you're not perfect, but that doesn't stop you from pursuing your goals with passion and determination. That's self-compassion in action. So, what are some practical steps we can take to weave self-compassion into our daily lives? Start by replacing those harsh inner critic voices with kinder, more supportive ones. When you catch yourself saying something negative about yourself, try reframing it in a more compassionate light. Instead of, "I messed up," tell yourself, "I'm learning and growing from this experience." Next, make time for self-care activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. This could be anything from taking a relaxing bath, to spending time in nature, to reading a good book. Remember, you deserve to prioritize your well-being. And lastly, practice gratitude regularly. Each night before bed, take a few minutes to reflect on 3 things you're grateful for. It could be as simple as having a warm bed to sleep in or the love of family and friends. By incorporating these practices into your routine, you can begin to cultivate a deeper sense of self-compassion and let go of that heavy guilt dragging you down. You deserve to treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Remember, you are not defined by your mistakes. You are defined by how you choose to learn and grow from them. So go out there, be kind to yourselves, and keep on crushing it. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of self-compassion. And if you have any thoughts or insights you want to share, hit us up in the comments below. We love hearing from you. Until next time, stay disciplined, stay positive, and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.